This cosmic manifestation, the material world, realize this, we live in a material world. Exists. It is existing. Star. This Sanskrit is such a wonderful language. That's why we should take the trouble to pronounce it. This word sthana, for instance, is the source. Sanskrit is the mother of all languages. It is not yet commonly admitted in scholarly circles. Philosophy, so they turn a blind eye to the language has sprung Indo-Europe. They say that the source of language, Indo-European family, which Indo-European means languages which have many correspondences. So it's Germanic. English is a Germanic language, and German, of course. And the Italian languages, Slavic, is it Russian and Polish? The Romance languages come from Latin, like French. And common features, like in French, this st is just the same. They have the same words, stabilité. And they say that this family, the prime is interesting. Definition of Indo-European in the dictionary is a family of European origin. And then the secondary definition they put is a prehistoric language, which is the parent. That language, that's the source. Wonder they'll come around. And anyway, this you can. I'm still growing up, but when I was a youth, I always wanted a reference point. You know, I didn't really like the scientific presentation. I didn't think that my teachers, parents, I didn't have to say about life. And I always wanted a kind of reference point. Like, what is this society? Where did we come from? Where are we headed? And what is real? You know, everyone's got a different opinion about everything. And it turns out that language and Hampstead means place. In place of. Stud means place. A stallion is a stall. So just by understanding that we can. Shabda Brahma, that's the Pratyaksha and. Anumans, the proofs, and itihas, also history, absolute proof, but it's a proof that we're speaking. We can get of some bearing on the word Latin, which as you describe it, is the interior, the core of the tree, dead matter, and it expands interior in right pronunciation of it, so mater, which means mother in Sanskrit. So materia means the mother is born from. We can understand mother from which the living, and that top, because Krishna is the father who places the living entities. He says apareamita rapunalu vaiudilevacha, and then ahankara pinna. You see, I think Krishna, he's saying all these material elements. He says. Maybe it's not showing off. Zaparayamitas tvanyam prabhantariyate jagat. They are living entity is not one of the material elements. Aparayam, apart from, there's the superior energy of mind, the Jiva Bhuta. They have a tendency to Mayavad philosophy to study this verse. Jiva Bhutam is a plural. The living entities, they are not a material element. Kamana divinetrena janto deha papatirge. Womb. They are placed. And the living entity is described as a Purusha, not the Mahapurusha. So, manifestation in the first, such a nice verse. This verse is a line of the first verse. Srila Vyasadeva, he's just packed everything in. Om Janmadyasya Yataha. Yaton Vayadi Talatash Charitesh, you are available of this class on this verse forever, on that line. Janmadyasya, he from whom everything has emanated. Anyavat, Anyavat Ita, the whole heart to stop. But it,